currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
I love the smell of a nice summer day. Yes, the smell of campfire everywhere. You open up a window, a door, or your lungs. Good morning.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Yeah, it's got visibility down quite a bit. I'm just north of 13 and can barely see the lights at Whitcomb. Yeah, this is going to continue through till tomorrow. And then by Saturday, it should start looking to clear out because there's a southerly flow coming in of strong winds Friday. So we'll push it back up to the north and northeast of us, what they're saying on the news this morning. If the smoke is this bad, imagine how bad the fires are. Good grief. I hear they got them cooking in Europe as well. Apparently there's some fires in northern Michigan somewhere, but they didn't specify where they just, they're talking about. It's not just the, they say, the way they phrased it said, it's not just the Canadian fires, but there's also fires in northern Michigan. Now, they didn't say northern lower or the upper, they just said northern Michigan, so. Who knows, but they showed some video footage of what's going on in Canada, and it's unbelievable. It's like nobody can get a handle on it, nobody can get a grip on it. Well, you know what Smokey the Bear says. Oh, absolutely, but, you know, I mean, there's no fire crews out there from what I understand. You know, there's nobody really going out there from other parts of the Canadian provinces. Nobody from America's gone over to help. You know, you see these California wildfires, they bring people in from not just around, you know, California, but they bring in, you know, people from surrounding states. Canada doesn't seem to be doing anything, and this thing goes all the way back to Winnipeg and just slowly smoldering east across their provinces. I saw a video with some Canadian planes. They were refilling. They would come down into a big river. They would run across it, fill up, and they would take that off. Saw that the other day. So I don't know if there's any large-scale effort, but there was at least that. I don't know what. Yeah, you would think that the effort would have to be huge to even have any remote chance of stopping it. I guess the best you could do is just divert it from an area or something. I don't know.
Divert it to another area or try to get a fire ground line going, you know, where they're ahead of it and they can start, you know, clearing out before it gets burned. Certain areas, I don't exactly remember what it's called, but they have to create a fire line to stop it, you know, start fires ahead of it to clear out, so when the actual fires get to that area, there's nothing left. I don't remember the exact term, but yeah. No, I agree. I mean, I'm not saying there is no effort at all, and the planes, you know, they're going into lakes and rivers to, you know, get their tanks refilled, but It's just so far out of control. What can they? It's just got to burn itself out, kind of an effort, because there's just nothing there. And it all goes back to square one. What Smokey says, you know, you're absolutely right. W8RCY.
Well, I doubt anybody caused this per se. It's probably just a lightning strike or something in the conditions, but. May happen, but
to shame. I don't know what to do about it. It's just, it is what it is. Man, this is dense. Crazy how much ground cover we got here with smoke.
No, pick me, pick me.
W.
I don't know what that was. But anyway, I'm wondering what if you're going to shoot across Metro Parkway, let me know what it's like by Freedom Hill where it's usually foggy. You know, if the fog is mixing in with some of that smoke, what that's going to be like.
W.A.V.D.
Morning, Walter. Was that you that said pick me?
It was.
Huh, I didn't recognize your voice, and I didn't know what that meant. Okay, I'll pick you.
That's because I'm on my repeater phone. It's too lazy to go look for a radio and turn it on a node and do all that other stuff. Well, you know why that would probably never happen in Michigan, right? You guys know that reason.
Fire lanes.
There you go. Canada, California, all those other places, they don't believe in them. We do. Fire lanes serve two purposes. One, what Don said, it makes a dead path. And two, it gives the firemen an exit path so they don't get trapped. So that's it. But Canada doesn't believe in them because it might kill a gopher or something. And California doesn't believe in them because it might kill a turtle or something. But instead, we do all this destruction because we don't believe in fire lanes. It's kind of cool. Fire lanes up north serve two purposes. One, what they're supposed to do. And two, they make great snowmobile trails. Donald?
Good morning, Mr. Wally. I'm sorry I didn't recognize your voice either. I didn't know what that was all about, but, you know, we'll pick you. We'll welcome you into these conversations when you're around with us. But, yeah, I didn't know the exact term, but, yeah, fire lanes they're called. And, that's all it takes is to, you know, that little bit of a thing. But, and I kind of agree with Sean, you know, Sean first said something about, you know, what Smokey says and only you can prevent forest fires. But this was most likely dry conditions and lightning or something like that sparked it. I could easily see that happening.
Yeah, it really doesn't matter what started it. You know, what the idea is prevention. I mean, most of the time with a good fire department, it's more about prevention and being able to stop than it is about putting it out. Sean?
Yep. So, we got some blazing in the UP, but they'll run out till their fire lines, and generally that'll be the end of it. So it's not that we don't get them; it's just we get them. They cover a mostly a predetermined area, and that's that. I'll tell you what, boy, it sure descended on here. Yesterday when you were telling me, well, I was like, I wasn't seeing anything. I wait, but within an hour or so, you tell me that it had moved in. So you must have been at the Vanguard, because it wasn't quite down to me yet. And now here this morning, oh, it's terrible.
Marion found a map, kind of like a smog map, somewhere on the internet, and AccuView, and where would you say it was real, real bad? Up north somewhere? What town? What cities? North of Port Huron, Sanilac area, everything else like that. You know how you see the weather maps, you know, the green, the yellow, the red, the purple? We were like in the yellow, almost the red, and you get up northern Michigan, and it turns red and purple.
My significant other's parents live up in Forrester in Sanilac County, and I've not talked to them about this. I'm going to, when I get off the radio with you guys, I'm going to call her to see what her parents are saying about up in that area. But I was watching some of the news reports yesterday, mid-afternoon, and you couldn't even see the tops of the Mackinac Bridge. They were so heavily fogged or smoked in that there were reports saying that if people were reluctant about going across the bridge, they would have escorts or something like that, and other vehicles, large vehicles, were being escorted across the bridge just for vision.
Well, I'm at Freedom Hill now. I don't see any change, so I'm guessing we ain't got any fog. It's all smoke.
Yesterday, Sean, we went to breakfast place for dinner. Don't do that. And the one we do up here, part of our radio club. Breakfast really good, dinner not so good. But anyways, when we were going over the top of I-94 there on 26 Mile, it was so dense you could not see your tower from the top of the bridge.
Have I got it? Yeah, it seems with the rain that we had yesterday, I don't know how much rain everybody got, but I didn't get much rain here at all. And it seems to be lighter this morning than it was yesterday afternoon. I have not stepped outside even onto my balcony yet, but from what I can see from inside, it doesn't seem to be as bad this morning here in my area. But we'll see as the day progresses, so on and so forth. Sean?
Yeah, I can't see very far. At my place, I'm just surrounded by trees. Can't see very far in any given direction. But, so I really can't tell how it was compared to how it is. But out here on the open road, it's bad. It is night and day from when I was on my way home from work yesterday. It was, there was no sign of it at all on my way home from work yesterday. So it moved in since then. Whether it's moving out or not, I don't know. I'm over by Moravian on 16 Mile Road, and I can't even see the light check gross spec. So, oh no, I can't. No, I can't. It's just fog. Yeah, it looks like it's getting actually thicker over this way.
We've got one of those ozone machines, and I've actually turned it on in the house. It helps. It knocks the smoke down into the ground, so I'd rather smell ozone than smoke. So I've turned it on. Another side note, Marion, she's got a green thumb. She's really into flowers, and she's into tears because all of her pretty flowers, probably got a couple $300 worth of flowers outside, hanging baskets and everything else. She's talented at that. They look really, really pretty. They're all dying. You should see them this morning. It looks like they were in the fire. Donald?
Yeah, not just plants, flowers, and things like that. And when I say plants, people who have gardens and stuff, this is going to affect a lot of things. And then I was really going to throw in the word wildlife. I don't hear a lot of birds chirping this morning, that's for sure. It's kind of quiet out here. I've been up since 5, and there are a few birds this morning. But right now, usually when there's birds still chirping at this time of the morning, and you can hear a pin drop out there, it's quiet for sure. It's affecting anything and everything that has to do with surviving on air, for sure. Sean?
We're all getting gassed out by the Canadians. Morning, Dakota. Yeah, that's right. They'll show us. But, you know, this is, it's interesting because, you know, you hear stories about how, you know, an asteroid hit the Earth, you know, 65 million years ago and killed out, you know, 90% of the life on Earth. And what it was is it took out the sun. You know, what we're seeing here, just imagine this even worse globally, you know, and then persistent. Just it blotted out the sun for, you know, for long periods of time where everything died. Yeah, it's, you know, this is a much more localized version of it, but this is how it happens when volcanic eruptions, you know, that spew tons of gas into the air. They blot out, you know, a super volcano like the one in Yosemite. You know, when something like that goes, it does like this for years and kills everything. It's crazy. Dakota, what do you got to say about all this? You gonna, like, suit up and go grab your little bucket, go try to put this out?
Gonna just drink a bunch of water and try to pee on it. No, I don't think I'm able to go to Canada. I don't know if my my license is, I don't know if I renewed the, what the hell is it called, the enhanced. But I didn't hear anything of it until Mestastic started blowing up yesterday, and then I looked outside, my wife sent me a picture on her way home from work. I'm like, what the hell is going on out there? And, you know, usually at this time, sun's out, and it's birds chirping, like Donald was saying, and everyone's up and at them, and it's like, it feels like fall.
Yeah, I got home, did some work here on the repeater and work for work, and then I walked outside, and I smelled smoke, and I was going to go take the golf cart for a ride and find out what house was burning in New Baltimore. And Marion just said, we just got our air quality is hazardous. Sean? No, not Sean. Don. Go ahead, Don. But they're Delta.
Good morning, Dakota. Good to hear you out there. And I hear Miss Marion in the background, so good morning to her, too. excuse me. I just got an email that... my physical therapy group isn't coming out today. I don't know why. We're all indoors, but they canceled physical therapy for today. And so I don't know what's going on with that or why. It's just a quick little, you know, text message thing that I get, an alert. So I don't know what's going on with that, but I'm just trying to figure all that out. Sean, over to you.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe the physical therapist doesn't want to travel. My kids are leaving on a big Class A motorhome vacation tomorrow. And we'll hope this isn't going to ruin that. Ah, well. I had something else I was going to say there. I got sidetracked pulling into my coffee stop here this morning. It'll come to me. Dakota?
Yeah, hopefully that doesn't put a damper on their trip. I can't believe I haven't gotten under control, but I guess I should do some research and see how bad this actually is.
It's because they can't, Dakota. They don't have fire lanes. We were talking about that before you popped in. There's no access, and it's very dangerous for people to get in there. We were talking about how, like, Michigan, Georgia, you know, all those kinds of states, they have fire lanes. A, it creates a gap, and B, just the fire authorities' entrance and exit paths. Canada doesn't believe in that kind of stuff. That's my soapbox for the day, and I keep repeating it. I got to come up with some new material. Sean, go ahead.
Starbucks, skip me this round.
Donald.
Yeah, the last time I was outside was yesterday morning, and I walked across the street, across DeQuinder over to Starbucks, and I could just begin to smell it. I was about
in Starbucks for about 20 minutes or so, and then I walked back with half my order. But, yeah, it's just getting progressively worse. I stuck my head out the door a minute ago, and I can smell it, you know, and just, nope, close the door, walk, get back inside. I'm definitely not going out because, you know, my heart and my lungs were compromised with COVID. And I just don't understand. The one thing I've got to ask is, they've had Canadian wildfires blanket Michigan. How many times since COVID ended, which was, let's say, 2022, the start of 2022? I think this is like the third time now, and that would be, what, in 4 years we've had these issues? I mean, really, it's just, somebody joked, I can't remember which one of us said it, that, you know, maybe it was Dakota that was said it. Correct me if I'm wrong, but it's like it's the Canadians trying to, you know, smoke us out or bump us off or something, and, you know, huh, that would make a lot of sense. I'm just rambling. Don't mind me. WNRCY. Is Sean back from coffee? If not, Dakota.
Must still be in line. Yeah, I jokingly said, oh, this is just like California. So maybe they'll learn, but I doubt it.
No, you were right. Same reason. No fire lanes, no protection, no, you know, the biggest thing with fire, the fire science, the fire business is prevention and what ifs and things like that. Hawaii, another good example, you know. You always have to think in a good fire company, engine, department, whatever you want to call, always thinks what if. And that's, you know, they think more about, you know, what if we kill a sea turtle than they think about killing millions and millions of birds and everything else and animals because of a fire that they can't stop. It's a shame. It's a crying shame. I'm on that soapbox. I got to get off of it.
Where do I go? Here? No. No, Donald.
Well, sometimes, you know, soapboxes can be a good thing, but, you know, it's just things about, I don't want to go down this rabbit hole, but, you know, it's like Chicken Little or anything else saying the sky is falling, the sky is falling, and what's going to happen when that, you know, when the crap really does hit the fan. And we've had so many of these fires in Canada, like I said, three in the last 4 years since the COVID era ended. And all of us, and I say that us because I'm included in this, my lungs were compromised. And my brother's had lung problems, but he's down in Florida now. He used to live in Muskegon. But, yeah, it's just, I think it was part of the reason why he moved to Florida was because of the air quality up here in Michigan. But I don't know. Anyways, I'm trying to stay off the soapbox because I could really go on with this, but... I'll hand it over to Sean now that he has coffee in him and I don't yet.
I've had one sip of my Dakota Special, so I haven't had enough to affect my demeanor. And Wally has so soapboxed this topic that I am going to research it when I get in the work. I'm not gonna believe anything I hear. I'm gonna go research. I'm gonna find out, one, if it's true they don't have fire lanes, and two, if the reason is the spotted owl, or whatever, or if there's some other fundamental reason. Now you got me wondering, Wally. I'm gonna go figure it out. And if it's like you say, I'm writing a letter to whoever's in charge over there. I don't even know who it is anymore. And I'm gonna say, shame on you.
I think they had a lot of different people in charge. Didn't they just lose one? What was his name? I forget. He was on the news like every other day for doing some wacko stuff. I can't remember. Some prime minister, and now they got another one. Then they had another one. I thought they've had a lot of struggles and challenges, so, which is fine. We're starting to have ours. I get it. You know, anytime you put a whole bunch of people in a room, nobody's going to have the same opinion. So I get that part of it, but I think they've had it. So I'm not sure who you'd write the letter to, Sean. So I like my idea. Tell Gretchen to don't let garbage trucks in here anymore until they put it out. So that'll get them, you know. But anyways, enough about that subject. Sean, still working on my repeater project. We're getting close. I'd say let's go in that place today and check it out, but A, it's too hot, and B, we won't be able to breathe. So, and C, they'll probably be miserable. So I think we're going to leave this alone until next week. Oh, Dakota, go ahead. Nice to hear you again. Missed you. Of course, I haven't been on this thing very much in the morning.
You want to get me going and start talking about bringing Canadian garbage here? Yeah, I haven't been on here much either. To the point where the other day when I turned on my R7, I somehow set the repeater, my repeater, to 12.5 kilohertz and couldn't figure out why it sounded bad. The channel, I should say, not the repeater. So I haven't been out here much, but I have been messing with these SL7550Es that I got from Anthony. He's got a whole bunch of them that I was going through, and I've been monitoring statewide one through my open spot, so maybe I'll hear you guys out there today. But trying to pick up the radio a little bit more. It's been so damn busy. It's, you know how it goes. You start running out of daylight.
I'm transitioning from the car to the office. Back in a minute. WAFU.
I might have missed a turn or something. I don't know what happened with the rotation, but I'm on the phone with the little woman, and I'm trying to find out what her parents are doing up in Forrester with all this stuff. I might get back to you. I might not. W-A-R-C-Y.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango Quebec. I am hearing at 13 in Ryan other voices that are, I guess, not from our repeater.
W8CPM, signal check.
You're connected to CMN Network.
W8CPM, I think it was. This is N8WRO, or O, N8WRO, Richmond, North Macomb County, loud and clear. Negative copy, N8WRO, clear.
KF8FGS, KF8FGS, Whiskey A Bravo Papa Alpha calling, KF8FGS, WATPA.
Connected to CMN Network.
located here.
You're connected to CMN Network.
WDAPKL, listening.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
KEAWUO. Good morning, WDAPKL. Good morning. How are you breathing this morning?
Well, I don't know where you're located at, but I'm up here near Saginaw.
Okay. I heard you say you were, you didn't know how I was breathing, but you're up there in Saginaw. Down here, we got about like, I want to say a little more than a half mile of visibility. If I'm looking at like power line poles, yeah, you can taste it, you can smell it. It's pretty thick, but, yeah, it's maybe a little nice that it's not scalding hot, exposed sun, but that might be the only silver lining here.
Yeah, that's true. Where are you anyway?
Yeah, I may not have mentioned that. I'm down here in Warren, Michigan. Just kind of 20 minutes north of Detroit, roughly 30 minutes north of Detroit, somewhere in there. What is it like up there by you? If you did already say, I didn't hear you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no. Well, the smoke is almost like a ground fog. It really is. It you can very easily smell it. And if you're out in it very long, you'll wind up burning your eyes.
Gotcha. Interesting. Yeah, I'm hearing a lot of the construction and ground crews and, you know, any real major outdoor jobs are getting the day off. And yeah, I noticed, you know, the smell, and it does, you know, I agree, it's like a ground fog, but I didn't notice the eyes burning yet, so I guess I'm lucky. But what are you up to today? Got the day off, or just kind of getting out and using the radio, having a little bit of fun while we can?
Oh, okay. Well, the name here, first of all, is Bob. And I am retired. I retired about 15 years ago. And I don't have to worry about going to work. I work to a lady friend's house right now. she's got a squirrel that... is getting down into her fireplace chimney.
find out what it is, because I could hear it rattling around. But of course, from the outside, you can't see it. And they're going to be over here in a little while to take a look and put a chimney cap on there so that wildlife can get down in there.
Kind of important. And that's no fun. We get that. I don't know how they get in our attic, but we had that when I was growing up. And we had live traps, and we would just catch them and then relocate them to mostly our local metro park. But yeah, they can cause a lot of havoc up there, and they can be quite noisy. You know, they're not the best roommates by any means.
No, that's true. Well, two fireplaces in the house. One is in the basement, and one is in the living room, and it's the living room one that they're getting into, or that this squirrel is getting into. And apparently it climbs in there at night. Then during the day, I'm pretty sure I'm about right. That squirrel is running around looking for nuts and other things, seeds and nuts and whatnot, you know, to hide down in there for the winter.
Yeah, that's very likely what they're up to, and it's good kind of to some degree that you're addressing it now, because the thing will be able to pivot and find a new spot, and it won't be kind of stuck, you know, without a food cache this winter if you were to move them, you know, in the colder months, but well, very good. I hope you guys get that figured out. And like I said, those can be a lot of fun. And boy, do they go crazy when they're in a live trap. They scare me. It's I remember having to put one in the car and then drive it to the park, and the thing is just going nuts. And like if you catch an opossum, they're very almost lethargic, and they don't put up a fight. But a squirrel, it's like the world is ending, and they're just frantic to get out of there. And so make sure if you get a live trap or catch one that way, put a blanket over the cage and play some classical music for them, and hopefully they don't get out on the way to wherever you drop them off at.
Well, no. I lost my roof legs quite a few years ago. About 30 of them, actually. And I am not going to be going up on that roof trying to trap a squirrel down in a chimney. And a matter of fact, people that are coming over here, they won't do it either. They probably have got a very powerful light, excuse me, that they can turn on and look down in the chimney and make sure that the animal isn't in there. Then, after that, then they can put the cap on there and, you know, keep the squirrels and birds and whatever else out of there.
Gotcha. Yeah, I wouldn't want to be the guy shining the light down there to see if it's, because I could envision the thing just jumping out at me. But yeah, that's no fun. And then yeah, when it came to trapping it, you know, we never bothered to go up in the attic or, you know, on the roof. We just put the traps in the backyard, and you know, because they, like you said, you know, during the day, he'll climb out of there and go look for nuts and whatever it is that they eat. But probably just locking them out is probably sufficient. But if he gives you more trouble, maybe trapping them safely on the ground would be, you know, that might be something you call animal control for, too, you know, so I don't know. But well, very good. Good luck. And be safe.
Oh, yeah. Well, here, I'm going to get off here. The fella just drove in the driveway, so 7-3. Have a good day. WD8PKL.
All right. You have a great rest of your day. Hope all goes well, and we'll talk again someday. KEAWUO. I'll be clear but monitoring. KEAWUO. I can hear a breaking station. I can hear you. You have intermittent, you know, clarity. Sometimes I can hear you fairly well, and then sometimes you just seem to drop out of the repeater completely. I'm not exactly sure what's happening, but that doesn't seem like you're capturing the repeater completely.
Connected to CMN Network.
WAFQ.
This is WD8KLL listening.
You're connected to CMN Network.
WATD is mobile to Richmond.
Connected to CMN Network.
W8DD, beautiful, foggy, smoky Richmond.
You're connected to CMN Network.
W8AE, W8RJD. Yep, I'm down here in Rochester Hills. Smells like a campfire.
Yep. I was just looking at some of the new things. Air quality thing is like 400 or 500 around here, which is considered dangerous. And they were saying, what else was they saying? Oh, some parts of Minnesota were like almost 1,500, 1,600.
Yeah, they closed down. We have a beach out here, a little park beach on one of those little man-made, you know, what do you call them, quarry lakes. And they shut down the beach because of the air quality. So yeah, this is the worst one I've seen. I remember the one 2 years ago, and you know we had to cancel the fireworks for that one. But I don't remember one being this bad. It is really, the visibility here is pretty low considering.
Yeah, I'm going to give it half a mile. Oh, I'm sorry, more than that. I'll give it a mile visibility. So they say it's supposed to get a little bit denser. I guess we'll see. I'm trying to find a place to turn left here, but I don't think I'm going to pull that off. But yeah, it is what it is. I saw a map somebody posted on one of the Discord pages that showed all of the fires, and it looks like most of Canada had a problem.
Yeah, we're getting it pretty heavy here. I'm gonna have to take a look at the map because yeah, I didn't know it was gonna be this bad. I knew it was really bad. I saw the UP photos from around Mackinac Bridge from yesterday, the day before, but man, I'm seeing cars with their headlights on.
I actually saw parking light lights on this morning. I thought, you know, because it was so heavy. Haven't seen any. Oh, take that back. The high school parking lights are on right now over here in Richmond.
Yep, the ones over here, I think, over by the Target are on Rochester Road are on. Wow. Huh, how about that?
Well, see what our government can do about it. I don't think they can do anything. I think this ship has sailed. I think we just have to wait for the weather to change, pray for rain, or pray for the wind to change directions.
Man, can you imagine when if it rains and all this stuff settles on our cars and on the grass and all that stuff? This is gonna look like a volcano.
Oh yeah, you know, back when there was COVID, I bought an ozone machine. I don't know if it made any difference or not. I just bought one, so whatever. And I put that in the house, and I don't know if it's actually helping get rid of the smoke smell or if it's just masking it. I have to figure that out. But I turned it on, and it's either masking or helping. So one of the two. Now you smell ozone. You don't smell smoke.
Yeah, I'm going to head over to Home Depot and get three of those, furnace filters and put them behind a couple of our box fans and just run those through the house just to kind of, you know, clean up any particulates out of the air. Because I got to imagine this stuff just, I mean, you open the door and it all comes in. I got to imagine.
You know, WABD, by the way, you know, I think that's the best way for filters. I really do. I've been doing that for a long, long time. Get a 20 by 20 box fan and get a really good filter. You know, they say you're not supposed to do that in your furnace, blah, blah, blah. But I think that works remarkably well. And then just run the filter really strong. And, you know, I think that helps a lot. I think out of all the other thing, I think they're just marketing and crap and everything else like that. Your idea right there, 20-inch box fan and a really good filter. It's relatively inexpensive, and it moves up quite a bit of air, and it does a good job. I mean, this filter gets dirty about once every month, so I know it's doing stuff.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about doing today. Just heading over to Home Depot, buy a box of three or a box of five or whatever. Just I've got a bunch of box fans down in the basement not being used. I just throw them on, tape them to the back there, and you know, just a couple of strips of duct tape, and you know, off to the races we go. Especially seeing as this stuff it's smoke, so it's larger particulates. It's not like I'm trying to filter out like, you know, bacteria or whatever. You know, I don't need it to be like that. I just need to get a lot of this stuff out of the air.
Break. WABD.
WAZOX. Hey guys, if you're going for filters, just got a EPA notice. If you got the 4-inch, the thick filters, get a MERV 13, MERV 13. And if you got the 1-inch, yeah, go ahead and break the 1900s. It's a smaller, I think they're like the 1-inch. The Filtrete 1900s. Those are the two they recommend. The Filtrete 1900 will get out the 2.5 particulates that we're seeing in the smoke.
So, you said, what number?
Nothing heard on that one.
Okay, now let's go. This is WAZOX.
What number did you say? Was it WAZOX? Are you still on?
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't think we got all your transmission. Okay, he might be at the end of his rope there. But hey, I just hit the QTA, so hey, I'm going to say 7-3 to everybody. W8RJD, and I'll be clear.
You have a good day.
W8 Victor Delta.
Hey, John.
VOX.
You run out of power. Run out of string length. You working today, or are you home?
I'm home.
Oh, there you good.
Okay,
very good. Yeah, there was talk of canceling tonight's meeting. I think it's leaning that way, but I don't think it's been officialized yet.
Yeah, I just got the discord. It has been canceled tonight. We're going to have a net instead.
Tonight's discussion can be my wife's flowers are not doing so well, and she's really into flowers. What can Wally do about it?
Yeah, or flies coming in your chimney through your fireplace. What can John do about it? But I figured it out. Wait for the weather to get better.
Or start a fire.
Maybe that's why they were trying to get in the house. They knew the smoke was coming. I don't know. I'll talk to you later, Wally.
Take care, sir. You have a good day. Keep in touch. W8VD, Mogul. I'm going to go get a new filter for my fan as long as before everybody else gets that idea.
Yeah, either a MERV 13, which is the 4-inch, or a 1900 filtreat, a 1900 filtreat.
Thank you. WAVD.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
Move again.
Well, what's up, Wally? I'm headed home from Dashin. Cliff here, NECAF.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
KPR. KPR.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
Test, test. KPR, test.
You're connected to CMN Network.
W-U-O.
WRO. John, you should stop and get something to eat. NAWRO monitoring.
NAWRO from KEAWUO.
I hear you there, John. Wasn't sure which one you were on a little bit ago. VHF, UHF. I was going to say you're not going to have any time for dinner. You should grab something on the way home.
Yeah, I do that to myself all the time. I'm on my way home now, as you can probably tell, but I'll be getting there probably right around 6, so yeah, there's not going to be a lot of time for dinner. I'll eat after the nap, so I'll be all right. I had a small bag of chips.
Yeah, I'm not sure how you do it with one meal, basically one real meal a day. I just couldn't be able to handle that. I get too hungry throughout the day. What does Sean call it? Hangry.
Yeah, I unfortunately probably rely a little bit too much on these Mountain Dews and whatnot, but those sort of help, I guess. It's like a liquid diet, but yeah, because I don't know. Otherwise, I can't describe why, you know, I put on weight if I only eat once a day. There, you know, I don't know. I've been at this job for a couple of years now, like probably 4 or 5, getting close to 5, and that has a lot to do with it. It's the consistent money, you know, like I've always got money to some degree now, where before I'd kind of jumped from job to job a little bit more and was a little bit more frugal with my money, and I don't know what it is.
Yeah, but if it works for you, you know, how to kind of keep our weight in check and try to be as healthy as we can, you're good with that. But, yeah, I suppose the sugar kind of belays the hunger, so there's that, but anyway, how's the weather? Still bad out there, I assume.
Yeah, definitely still not great. Not horrible, though. I mean, aside from the hazardous air, it's pretty decent temperature. It's not overly hot. It's not cold. So, yeah, I don't know. I would say the visibility is looking worse than it was this morning, for sure. But, interesting. I'm by this car with two American flags, and I don't know. They're big flags. It's just weird. But, some maniac wants to speed 100 miles an hour. But for the most part, weather is pretty decent. I really can't complain, other than the hazardous air.
Not sure if it was the information you put on the website or maybe something Mike posted on Discord, but I think it's going to subside maybe in 24, 48 hours projected. So hopefully that occurs. It might help us for the weekend.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping and hearing is I'm hearing that, you know, this all got extended until tomorrow, but at some point tomorrow, you know, especially over the night, I think it's supposed to, winds are supposed to shift, and we might have some rain, and so by Saturday, we should be looking a little better. I thought I heard that they were going to close the bridge. And I don't know if that ever happened, but I'm hoping it didn't, because that could cause some more problems. But so far, so good, I guess. But, yeah, hopefully all this clears up by tomorrow or Saturday at the latest. Did you get your laptop all any further along? Just playing with it still?
Well, I figure I'd stop before I do get too much damage to it, but I did put Outlook in, got that, and I put Teams in. But I thought I'd hold off in Excel and Word, make sure I'm not doing something wrong. But it took the password, so I assume I'm doing something right, right?
Yeah, it sounds like it. I don't think there'd be any problem with you doing Word and Excel, and then we just add on the add-in for Excel. So if you already have it installed, then that's fine. But if not, then we'll install it and then install the add-in. So either way, we'll get her figured out. And we'll get Dave all set up today, too, so that'll be nice.
Connected to CMN Network.
All right, well, if that's the case, let me jump out and go try to get that Excel installed right now. And I'll join you guys in a little bit over on Discord audio. N-A-W-R-O, after you, John.
N8VDZ. Alrighty, well, we might as well hand it over to Mike. Go ahead, Mike. K-E-A-W-U-O.
Hello, gentlemen. Yep, just got back in my car, coming from Myers now, and heard you guys talking, so how's it going? Need anything for tonight?
I don't think so. I think we're mostly good. We're going to get with Dave, forget the last name, but 88MB, and get him all set up with the Excel and the add-in. We're going to do the same thing for Tom, but I think he works nights, so it's a little bit tougher because he's sleeping probably right now, but otherwise, I'd include him in it, but it's probably easier to just kind of go basically one guy at a time, but we should do this again for Tom one of these days. But as far as logging, I should be able to log if you guys just want to do, like, you know, backup, then we should be good.
Mike, if you'd like to do backup, that'd be fine with me if you're up for it, N-A-W-R-O.
Sure, not a problem. I can do that. And, yeah, I was just waiting for you, Tim. That's what the long delay was. I wasn't sure if you were still on or I didn't want to cut you out of the circle. Over to you, John.
Why is the repeater not dropping? There it goes. That was weird. So, it'd be great to have you, Mike. And you can just, you know, do backup. I can do my own logging. If you can walk, you know, Dave, you know, I think Tim will do it too, but just kind of mentor Dave a little bit during the net to just show him the ropes. I think that would be great. I'll send it back to Dave, Mike, and then over to Tim.
Is Dave at the control tonight?
Yeah, there was a double there, and I didn't catch either one of you. Mike first, and then the other breaking station.
I was asking if Dave is the net controller tonight.
Yeah, it's KFAX2NY. Hey, I just want to hop in here really quick. Did you guys hear that? My radio glitched out. I accidentally pressed a GTM map tone, and my screen froze up and stuff, and I couldn't do anything.
Okay, yeah, no worries. It happens. We all accidentally kerchunk the repeater here and there and do funny things like that, so no worries. And then, no, I don't think I want Dave doing this net. I'd like him to kind of work behind the scenes for one net before we throw him into the fire and just kind of show him what kind of support we have and what we can do for him before we just throw him in the fire. Now, if you're talking about Dave Pernell, then, you know, absolutely he can if he wants, but I assume you weren't talking about him. Back to Mike and then to Tim.
Yeah, that's correct, the new Dave, and so you're talking about him being on Discord and us talking to him there and helping to mentor him and give him tips and stuff that way. Is that what you're talking about, John? Go ahead, Tim. John can answer after you.
Yeah, that's correct, Mike. He's actually on Discord right now. We're running a little late. So, and just to let you know, it's going to be event one. I say again, it'll be event one as opposed to our normal because he doesn't have the command. And I'm going to pop out of here, guys, and join him over there. And I'll turn it over to John and say hello to Wyatt. But go ahead, John. NAWRO, I'll be clear the QSO. Going over to Discord.
Alrighty. Yep, I concur with everything Tim has said. And Tim and Dave, if you're listening, I'm about 6 to 10 minutes out, so I should be there shortly. And I didn't really realize that was Wyatt, but hello, Wyatt. And back to Mike, and then I'll probably be clear here pretty soon.
All right, yep, and I have to clear also. I just pulled into my driveway. I got to get dinner going and get all that done before the net starts, so I'm kind of in a crunch. I didn't realize it was already 6 o'clock. This is November 8th, Victor Delta Zulu. I'll be clear, and I'm sorry I'm not going to hang around for anybody because I'm running late. Hi, Wyatt. Good to hear your voice. NAVDZ, I'll be clear.
All right, see ya. This is KFA-SQN, clear for now.
WHCD Mobile. KJO.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.